Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 207. The motion is adopted.
Historic Inflation Reduction Act passes Congress. Just don't call it a climate bill. Scientists surprised to find trees now growing in the Arctic. Plus, 100 million Americans will live in an extreme heat belt by 2050, study warns.
All of those warnings and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It has been a busy week and a huge one for the president, with Congress passing the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes the single largest investment in combating climate change in U.S. history. In any other week, that would have completely dominated the headlines, but not this one.
Well, it's still dominating our headlines. This is the Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, this headline from Fox News of all places, quote, Dodge announces last call for V8 powered muscle cars before they go electric.
The times they are a-changin'.
Sad. What do you got for us today, Desi Doyen?
Well, first, even though Democrats passed the largest climate action in U.S. history, man-made global warming has not stopped yet.
Boo.
New findings show that climate scientists have underestimated the rate of Arctic warming. It's not warming 2 times faster than the rest of the planet. It's 4 times faster.
Uh-oh.
And that has consequences.
Yep.
Transforming fragile ecosystems, disrupting animal migration, and releasing even more carbon from melting permafrost. Plus, Arctic warming is increasingly linked to changes in the jet stream that cause extreme weather systems to stall in place.
Joe Biden can't sign that bill soon enough.
And researchers publishing in the journal Nature say that they were surprised to find spruce trees growing in the Arctic tundra for the first time, hundreds of miles farther north than their normal range, a century earlier than climate scientists had predicted.
Oops.
In the lower 48 states, a new study warns that by 2050, about a third of the U.S. population will live in an extreme heat belt, where the heat index is projected to hit 125 degrees Fahrenheit at least one day a year.
125 degrees Fahrenheit?
That's the heat index, which combines temperature and humidity to arrive at how hot it feels outside.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Huge swaths of the country will fall into this extreme heat belt, particularly the Southeast and the Midwest. Right now, only 50 U.S. counties are expected to reach a heat index of 125 degrees at least once a year, but by 2050, that will jump to more than 1,000 counties.
Wow.
And the rise in extreme heat will hit non-white communities the hardest. The report includes a database where you can look up the heat projections for your neighborhood. We'll have a link at greennews.bradblog.com. Meanwhile, as we go to air, President Biden later today will be signing the Inflation Reduction Act, the Democrats' landmark climate tax and health care bill, which passed Congress with 0 Republican votes.
I thought we weren't supposed to call it a climate bill.
I'm calling it a climate bill because it contains the largest federal climate investment in U.S. history, directing $370 billion to investments in clean energy and infrastructure spread out economy-wide to decarbonize both U.S. industry and households. It builds U.S.-based clean energy manufacturing and a domestic supply chain. It is the first U.S. industrial policy of any kind in decades.
And it comes not a moment too soon.
Several independent analysts confirm that the bill will cut U.S. carbon emissions roughly 40% by 2030. Major concessions were made to secure the required vote of coal state Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, including a requirement to offer more public lands for oil and gas extraction alongside renewables and much more. Next, Manchin will get a separate bill later this fall that will streamline permitting for energy infrastructure, both fossil and renewable, angering environmental groups and frontline communities who say they will fight to shape that bill. However, even with those concessions to the fossil fuel industry, the consensus of climate policy experts is that the provisions will likely speed up the transition away from fossil fuels, according to energy journalist David Roberts in a recent broadcast.
It's a giant bag of carrots. So the theory of change here is that these carrots will accelerate the development of renewable energy even further, even faster, and it's going to undercut the economics of fossil fuels even further, even faster. And so fossil fuels are just going to lose on the market. So one of the things the models find is this bill is going to cause a net reduction in U.S. demand for oil and gasoline for the first time ever, ever.
And finally, another major benefit, the law will cut deadly toxic air pollution, reducing childhood asthma and saving lives.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.